Questions, please.
Mike, what did you do from a work standpoint over the bye week with you and staff?
Bye week was really about South Scout, which is the norm, but just taking a close look, not only everything we're doing, but focusing on individuals. We spent the majority of the morning, it's still going on, just meeting with our players and taking a real tight approach as far as not only what we're doing scheme wise, but just narrowing down their fundamentals, because we had plenty of time to work on it, and just to give each player something to truly focus on today. We go down to practice. We're going to spend the majority of our practice on the fundamentals and some group work, some competitive work between the offense and defense, a lot of drill work with the special team. So we're taking it today as an approach for self-improvement. And with that, I wanted each player to have substance from the evaluations that the coaches did throughout the bye week and applied in the meetings today, and then work on it on a practice field. We'll get to watch the Giants tonight, as a football team, and then we'll install a little bit today. We'll work a little bit of the Giants stuff on the field today, and get into a normal week.
Is the self-scout challenging with such a small number of games to look back on?
Well, it's like any evaluation. You have so much data, so like you just stated, 3 weeks as opposed to 6, 7, 8 weeks, but it really gives you the time to knuckle down on the individual. So that part has been good for us, and that's where we spend our time, just especially for being this one thing that jumps out at you in the evaluation process is not only what we've done schematically, but how many players have played. Because of our injuries, we have a little bit of information on some guys, but this would be very good for all of our younger players to just go back and, frankly, you're just reemphasizing everything you've been teaching, since the off-season program, training camp, and preseason, and just gives you a chance to go back through it and then have some live game tape that you can apply the training, the drill work, and back it up with the video of them playing in the game, and give them some evaluation with a little more individual substance.
Any update on Sam Shields and where he might be at, Mike?
Yeah, Sam. He's improving. I know the break was good for him. He's able to go home. He won't practice today. That's really all I have for you. Everybody else that was inactive, the early evaluation is that everybody will do something today on a practice field. So when we get done with practice today, I'll have a better handle on where we are health-wise. But it looks like everybody's going to do something.
Have you had any conversations with Sam about the history of concussions now with him? And this is the second one where it's been a month.
I think our medical staff's has done a great job. And I think, Sam has an excellent support group, not only his family and a number of people, as far as his agent, and nothing's, no stone has been left unturned. I think we have a very good handle on, why and how and really the process, for him to come back.
When players come back from a bye week, do you tend to see more focus right away, or is it sometimes a challenge to get them to come back out of that family mode going into a week?
Interesting question. I think but this is so different, it's so early. The bye week, personally, I didn't feel like really it was a bye week, but it went quick. Guys were able to get out of town. There's a lot of guys here working out. I saw a lot of guys in here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It was dead around here Friday, which was probably a good thing. So they're able to step away. But yeah, I think today is a very interesting day. I would think any player, I know the coaches enjoyed it. Any player would like to go to a meeting and have a total breakdown of themselves, and present it to them with video and data. I think that in itself will refocus them, get them back into it. And today, our emphasis is on the fundamentals and really the things that we, feel that we need to hit one more time before we get back into a normal work week of preparing for the New York Giants. So I think that in itself will make sure everybody's focused.
Hey, Mike, what do you have to do just because of the early bye to make sure that you pace these guys
and give them breaks, you know, whenever down the road later in the year?
Well, I mean, this is really something that we really put the time into in the summer. I mean, that's in frankly really May and into May and June when the schedule came out. So we've always, you know, Matt Klein and I have always forecasted the whole 6 months. We operate in a 6 month, you know, window of, as far as every schedule is already completed between today and the Super Bowl. And you lay that all out, you forecast, you detail, you know, because everybody has to plan off of that master schedule. And you know, then you know what the potential adjustments are. So it's no secret that we knew we were going to go 3 weeks and have a bye week. Then we got three games here, you know, coming off the Thursday game in, what, 17 days or how that chalks out. And then you have a longer weekend, and then we got the long stretch. So, yeah, that's all – you know, part of the planning in the off season. You know, you have your master schedule, and then you have the potential adjustments that you have to make, and a healthier football team drives that, and I think everybody understands that. So, but we're prepared, and we clearly have a charted path of how we see, you know, the way we need to go through this season.
Mike, have you ever had to go through something like this before? Because if you look at it after that Thursday night game with the Bears, then it's 10 games where you don't have a Thursday night with an extra day here on a weekend and things like that. And did that factor in, you talk about schedules, but does it also factor into how you build your football team for that type of season?
Well, I wish we could really – we'd be really smart if we could build our team based on the way the schedule came out, but it doesn't work that way. I mean, that's why you have training camp, and that's why you compete. And you know, we're younger than we've been. We're used to this. We understand how the importance of youth on your football team. We had the opportunity to play a lot of guys early, particularly against the Detroit Lions, and you know, we'll benefit from that. If you look at the last two seasons, really the emphasis was not to play young players early, and I think the success we've had the last 2 years early in the season reflects that. So. So I, as I look forward, hopefully that'll be a benefit. Yeah, but you know, it's all part of the challenge. It's all part of the challenge every year when your schedule comes out and you chart out a plan. And frankly, you know, everybody wants to look at statistics and strength of schedule. Personally, I always think it's nonsense. I've learned a long time ago it's not who you play, and it's really when you play them. And the win really is a big part, is, you know, focus on yourselves. You know, how well are you playing? Are you improving each and every week? Because there's always games you circle, or you look forward to playing and you think it's going to be a great game, or you think it's – and it usually doesn't work out that way, because this league is so competitive. It changes every week. So the difference between winning and losing is so thin, and injuries is a big part of our game, and especially I think we can't, you know, ignore really what's going on here the first three and a half weeks here, you know, 4 weeks into the season with injuries. I mean, injuries have impacted a lot of teams, have impacted a lot of games, and so, you know, that's all part of your thinking as you move forward.
Two more, please.
Hey, Mike, I know majority, I mean, every injury, every ACL recovery is different, but from what you've seen so far, is this sort of what you envision for him in his return as far as what he's been able to do?
I think so. I think we've made it difficult on Jordy. You know, I think the expectations on him were unrealistic for him to come out of the preseason and to think he's going to go down to Jacksonville and perform. I think he's exceeded the reality that I had for him. I think he's done a great job. So football players have to play. They have to play in games. They have to play in live action. And it's not really about them. It's more about, you know, who they're playing with, the timing, and all the things that go into it. So, you know, we took the safe high road bringing him back, and it worked. So, you know, that's a good thing. And he's been through, you know, playing in 110 degree weather, first time back in a live game since the, you know, 2014 NFC Championship game. So that's a huge hurdle for anybody to go over. He jumped over that, and you know, I think the bye week really helped him. So I think he's progressed each and every week, and I think if you watch the Detroit game, he, you know, you see a lot of things that you're accustomed to seeing when Jordy plays. So I think he's doing a heck of a job for, you know, the schedule that he was on coming back. So it was a, we took, you know, we took the as much risk out of it as we could, and he's benefiting from that. But that was a big challenge for him. So I thought that a lot of the expectations that were put on him were unrealistic and probably not fair. But he's definitely he's met the challenge. So that's a real credit to Jordy.
Mike, I know last week we talked, or 2 weeks ago now, we talked about the amount of young guys you guys ended up having to play against Detroit. But what's the benefit of getting that much film, you know, on Kentrell Bryce and, you know, being able to bring that into the classroom, actually, you know, being able to work with those specific?
Well, that's a teaching progression you always want to go through. You know, you want to go up, you want to show them the individual drills in padded practice, then you take it to the group, you know, and you show them that, and frankly, you get into the team periods and progression, and then ultimately the game tapes. There's nothing like game tape, and particularly when you're playing against a guy that, you know, that you haven't played against before. You have a game plan, and did you execute the game plan? All the things that you have to carry from the practice field to the game film, and that's what it's all about. So it's great experience for young players, and that's what today is all about. It's about self-improvement and trying to take advantage of that and just taking the time to go back and look at each guy individually.
Mike, when you prepare to play a team whose most recent game is against a division opponent, does that teach you and your staff anything different than if their game would be against somebody you're less familiar with?
Yeah, I like that question. I think that's great insight. I think it gives you really good information because, you should know your division opponents better than anybody. You definitely know their personnel better than anybody. Our players are more in tune with their division opponents than any other team they play against. So with that, when you get to watch – you know, an uncommon opponent go against a division opponent. It gives you a lot of quality information. It gives you a good gauge on how you see, you know, how you foresee that guy playing against you in the up and coming week. But you know, also too, you got to be realistic too. It's, you know, we haven't seen the Giants play on natural grass yet either. You know, things like that. So you look at all those things, and they'll be playing in a dome over there in Minnesota. So. You watch all those things and you factor in, but I do think it helps you when you get to watch them play against the division opponent.
When you're putting your game plan together today, can you talk a little bit about the challenge? What is it? Because on the other side, next Sunday night, is a guy that knows your tendencies real well, was involved in all your game plan meetings here, Ben McAdoo. So he's got a pretty good handle on what you like to do in certain situations. Does that change the way you put your game plan together, knowing you're going against somebody who's so familiar with you?
No, I would say not. I mean, you have a process. We have a process here as an offensive staff of how we go through things, and it's no different for Ben, you know, McAdoo in New York. You know, he has a process that he goes through, and I'm sure it's not the same as what we go through here. I mean, that's the beauty of having an opportunity to, when you get the opportunity to have your own job and build your own offense and you build your own staff, and from that you allocate responsibilities and so forth. So it's every year is different. That's the facts of the matter. We don't game plan today exactly the way we did last year, and we don't game plan today exactly the way we did in 2010. So, I mean, that's just the evolution of your coaching staff, responsibilities that change on, you know, different coaches. You know, certain coaches that were in charge of a situation last year are doing something maybe different this year. So that's, you got to factor all those things in. I think it makes for great TV, you know, for your camera and all that other nonsense, but it's not realistic. So, yeah. Anything else? Thank you.